Let's take a look at the emotional experience of the children. The emotional experience of these energetically sensitive children is complicated. The energy of emotion is the first and sometimes the only experience with which these children can connect to the physical realm. Emotion is subtle enough to be accessible to their awareness, and yet the emotional energy of the collective is, in many cases, too challenging, too convoluted, or too harsh to invite them to deeply connect to this world. If I were to ask you to explain the state of your own emotions, you might say, "What emotions?" meaning that they might be suppressed and thus unfamiliar to you. Or you might say, "One minute I'm up and the next minute I'm down," indicating that your emotional body may be controlled more by external influences than by choices that you are making internally. If you do have an awareness of your emotions without judgment of them, you might say that when you're happy, and when you're sad. However, to be aware of our feelings is far from the norm. And if aware, we often find ourselves in judgment of what we're feeling. Most adults have a precarious relationship to emotions because we were taught that some emotions are good and others are bad. And thus we suppress the bad ones and don't know what to do with the good ones. Our emotional bodies also hold trauma perpetuated throughout the human condition. Given that these children pick up this energy and naturally attempt to transmute it by mirroring it through words, behaviors, sounds, and our physical movements, many have an adverse reaction to people, environments, and experiences in which they find themselves. It is much easier for them when the people around them are taking personal responsibility for processing their own emotions. A coherent emotional and sensory experience is mandatory in order to invite these children to deeper levels of participation in the human experience. However, as stated earlier, many adults are so disconnected from their feelings that they are unaware of what messages they are sending out. When around energetically sensitive children, anything that you send out will be mirrored back consistently. The children have often said that they do not care how you feel, they care that you know how you feel. It's important to them that you know how you feel, because if you do, they don't have to act it out on your behalf. Most parents and professionals who contact me regarding the children do so because of behaviors they perceive as challenging. Most assume that we need to fix those behaviors. It can be surprising to learn that these children mirror emotional energy, and thus we have to address our own emotional patterns as part of their integration. Since no one grows or changes in isolation, it's important at least to see the whole family's emotional patterning as part of the child's integration process. We will address this further in future modules on mirroring. As souls who naturally provide one opportunity after another to love ourselves beyond what we have loved before, these children find emotional energy very challenging and typically act out if someone is trying to fix them without taking a look first within. This is not because they are attempting to punish those around them. It is because their presence invites higher orders of love. I also want to make it clear that these children are not doing this consciously. They are simply highly sensitive souls who are swimming in the emotional soup of their environments. Unlike those with less sensitivity, every emotion that they have picked up from conception on will be reflected back one way or another as a means of clearing these emotional patterns from the lineage of the family. The children informed me years ago that autism and its challenging symptoms will continue to exist as a condition until the base frequency of humanity is love, appreciation, and acceptance. Before we can understand and support the balance of the children's emotional bodies, we first have to understand our own emotions. This requires a deep dive and is a significant requirement to your authentic connection to the children.